information on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebelin to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebelin goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebelin. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. But my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStudentsThumb.com.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network. Now we listen in to our national anthem. Rendition there by Destiny Booms. And now it's time for our crystal ball forecast presented by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, I finally broke your serve last week, and I'm now up by 4-2 is the overall standings on the season, which unfortunately that means they get to go tonight. First, Las Vegas has the Bad Axe Hatchets favored by 4.5 points, and I'm taking Bad Axe by 6 points.
You're beating the tar out of me is what you're doing. Okay. Well, yeah, I was looking at both teams, and so, like I said, last week and probably the week before that, I could make a case for both teams. But I'm looking at the Hatchets right now as a caged lion. During the national anthem, they just could not wait to get out here. And I've got that feeling that a 10-point home court advantage might be in play here. So I'm going to go with Bad Axe. And that's a 6-point, huh? That's a pretty good enticement. Either way, I'm going to get nailed. Okay, I'm going to say Bad Axe by 7.
You're taking the over. Bad Axe by 7. All right, so let's now meet our starting lineups. Cassidy, coached by Aaron Fernald for 6 total years. A number 2, a foreign exchange student from Den Bosch, Netherlands, Tom Reijauer, the 6'4 Dutchman. Number 3, Landon Schenk. Number 5, Bryce Fernald. Number 11, Colin Erbel. And number 14, Sandon Cathrell, 4-year starter. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, now 5'11 sophomore, number 3, Aaron Soles. Number 10, a 6'1 senior, Jack Clancy. Number 11, a 6-foot junior, number 11, Jensen Emmerich. A number 25, 6'2 senior, Cody Tulaski, back in the starting lineup. And number 44, 6'3 senior, Mike Messing. John Mooney, first thoughts here from Bad Axe, Michigan.
Wow. Yeah. How do you get these kind of games where you really don't know really what's going to happen? The predictions are just going to go right out the window. These are two really talented teams, and both are hungry. Both have a destiny to fulfill, and both are just going to go ahead and try to exert their will on their opponent. I feel so lucky being right here at midcourt.
Bad Axe in their home white uniforms. Cody Tulaski going to be tipping off left to right on your radio. Tipping off right to left would be number 14 for Cassidy in their road maroon uniforms, Sandon Cathrell. 8 minutes are on the clock, and we are ready to start things off. And the tip is up, and the tip is one, and it's out of bounds, and it will be...
They both missed.
They both missed, and they came down to get tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say, we're going to redo this one.
Now 2 seconds are off the clock on that now.
That better not come back and haunt Bad Axe, John.
You better believe it.
Well, so we'll do this one again. The tip is up, and it's won by Cass Cities. Now, actually, Jack Clancy has it in Mike Messing's hands. So Bad Axe will start out on offense, left, right across your radio. Aaron Soles, point guard for the Bad Axe Hatchets. White uniform, gold stripes down the side, blue Bad Axe and gold outline. To the right wing, being guarded by number 3, that'd be Landon Schenk. To the right elbow, Jensen Emmerich. Colin Herbel's on him. Inside the lane, Soles kicks into the left corner. Jensen Emmerich for the short long 2. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Tom Reijauer for Cass City.
You know, there's such a thing as being 2 up that they can't even hit the basket.
Reijauer over to the right wing to Fernald. Fernald down to the low post to Landon Schenk. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to the right wing. Now to Colin Herbel. Back over to Fernald. Fernald starts his dribble. 1 dribble over to the right wing to Sandon Cathrell. Cathrell to Reijauer. Top key. High post. Goes down the left side of the lane. High off the glass. Can't get to fall, but rebound brought in by Jensen Emmerich for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Emmerich slows things down. Jack Clancy pops a 3 top of the key, and this one's good. 6:57 left in the first quarter, and we have our first points. It's a Bad Axe 3. It's now 3-0 Hatchets.
Good start for Jack Clancy.
To the left wing, to Landon Schenk. Schenk to Reijauer. To the right wing, Fernald. Fernald pivots to Colin Rubel. He pops a 3 top of the key, and this one is good.
Okay, Colin Rubel's on right now.
Tie ball game, 6:34 left in the first quarter. To the right wing to Clancy. Taking their time. Tulaski right elbow against Tom Reijauer. That's a good matchup right there. Back to Soles against Fernald. Passes to his left to Clancy. He takes another 3, this time left wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound long, brought in by Tulaski. He puts it off the glass, in for 2. Cody Tulaski gives the lead back to the Bad Axe Hatchets. 5-3 now. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. We played 2 minutes. Bryce Fernald dribbles across midcourt to the left wing to Schenk. Schenk back to Reijauer. Emmerich on him now. On the give and go to the low post into the left corner. Cathrell for 3. This one's short. Rebound Reijauer.
Oh.
And he goes up and he's blocked from behind by Emmerich. Out of bounds. It'll be Cass City ball.
Went high to get it. But didn't know that Jensen Emmerich was right behind him.
5:45 left in the first. 3-man reffing crew here tonight. Rob Bloom, Matt Majcek, and Mike Krzyzewski. Colin Rubel inbounding underneath their own hoop, and Jensen Emmerich gets his hands on it. It'll be Cass City ball once again. 5:44 left in the first. Bad Axe leads 5-3. over the Kansas City Redhawks.
I can feel the tension out of both teams.
Redhawks inbound, Cowan dribble to Cathrell, right wing, back to Ruble in the corner. He pops a three, this one's up, this one's no good, and rebound.